And now, front and center stage radio players return you to Frankenstein.
Victor! Victor!
Hello, Puss. Good afternoon, Justine.
Herr Frankenstein.
Victor, Justine's taking me on a picnic.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And we're going on a hike to catch butterflies and find snails in the pond, aren't we, Justine?
Yes, we are.
Do you want to come?
Oh, I haven't the strength for long walks yet, Puss.
But it's been weeks.
Oh, it's not much longer now. And the doctors say when I'm well enough, that's the first thing I want to do. A picnic and a snail hunting expedition.
Promise?
I promise.
Come, Justine. Let's decide what to take for our picnic.
I'm coming.
Have we worn you out yet, Justine? Nursing me back to health and seeing to Catherine as well?
Oh, no, sir. And my time with Catherine, helping her to learn and grow, it helps to make up for you know about my father.
I do.
He went mad.
Yes.
He arose early one morning, put on tea, and then strangled my mother and sisters in their beds.
Justine, you needn't.
I saw it all. And I ran, I hid. I hid where he couldn't find me. He said angels told him to do it.
Yes.
They hanged him. And I never will forget being so alone and terrified in the workhouse, whipped and treated like an animal, and your mother coming for me and shouting at the steward who had been such a demon, taking me by the hand.
She knew your mother.
The Baroness, you and Catherine, you gave me a life, and I am forever in your debt.
Justine!
Coming! I can repay only a part of that debt by helping to raise Catherine, and so she is my responsibility and my blessing. And I love her with all of my heart.
Justine!
Excuse me, sir.
Of course.
Coming, little cat!
A blessing. A life. A life.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Do you see these words in the book, my friend?
Yes. You know these words, De Lacy.
I do. I've read our good book many times.
You are blind.
I was not always blind, my friend. Seems like we're in for the storm.
Yes, it is turning dark.
Well, we won't let it bother us. We'll stay inside and build a fire in the hearth. You can read and I will recite. Would you like to hear some more?
Yes, yes.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was made. Can you find these words?
Yes.
Then read, my friend.
So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east, and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the tree of life.
Well done, my friend. You've learned quickly and well.
God made us, De Lacy?
He did.
Then I have seen God.
I suppose each of us has seen God in his own way.
No, I have seen him. I have seen God, De Lacy.
You are mistaken, my friend.
No, I remember. I was cast out into the burning pit by God for my sins.
No.
Yes. Yes, I was driven from the garden with a flaming sword. But there is no Lady Eve. I was alone. Alone. I have no Eve. Where is my Eve, De Lacy?
That was all a long time ago. And no man has ever seen the face of God.
I have. His coat. I have his coat. Where did I? Ah, Here, I have God's coat. I took it from the garden. Here, here, touch it, De Lacy. Touch it. It is God's coat.
It is an excellent fabric, my friend, but I'm afraid it's not... what's this?
What?
In the pocket, a book of some sort, here.
It is writing.
Handwriting?
Yes, not printing like in the other books. Writing with a hand.
Then it is a diary. Whoever wore this coat...
God!
Whoever wore this coat kept a diary, a record of his thoughts.
Here, here is a drawing. A drawing of...
Of what, my friend?
Of me, De Lacy. It is a drawing of me. And more drawings. Yes, yes, God has made drawings as he has created me, De Lacy. And there are words, God's words. It is another book of God's words, like our good book.
My friend, you do not understand. What is it? What have you read?
God does not love me.
God loves all of his children. He really...
I saw the dull eyes of the creature open. It breathed hard, and a convulsive motion agitated its limbs.
What sort of book is this?
The beauty of my dream has vanished. Only horror and disgust fill my heart as I behold this monster I have created. God does not love me, De Lacy.
This is not about you. It's about a monster. Why would you imagine...
Yes, a monster.
And do you not remember what you've read from our own good book? God loves all his children.
Your God loves his children, De Lacy. My God does not. He does not love me.
There is only one God, my friend.
I have purchased a pistol. I will destroy it, as it has no soul. I will not have sinned. Have I no soul, De Lacy?
Of course you do, my friend. These are not the words of God. Whose book is it? There must be a name in it.
A name?
On the inside cover, is there a name?
There is.
What is it?
Frankenstein.
Anyone home?
Hello?
Be calm, my friend, be calm. Yes?
Good day to you.
Good day.
Oh, we've been hunting in these woods. We're thirsty and wondered if we
My
might...
God, Hans, what is that?
Oh, look out!
Be careful!
It's a monster! What's the
price of... No, wait! Please, stop! Wait, please!
It's getting away!
There he goes! Shoot him again, Hans!
Justine, I found another snail. See how big?
Be careful, little cat. These rocks are slippery.
I can swim. Besides, you're right behind me. You'll catch me.
What if I don't? The Baroness won't be happy with me if you come home soaking wet.
I'll just tell her
Watch
that
Watch the thorn bushes. They'll spring back and...
Oh! Justine, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No harm done, little cat.
I've scratched your cheek. I should have been more careful. Here, take my handkerchief.
It will heal. We best climb up the bank and go home before it rains.
It's turned very dark, hasn't it? Oh my, I may go home soaking wet after all. Justine, I'm caught!
Hold still, you don't want to tear your...
Oh.
There, now be careful. Give me your hand. And up we go.
Well, it's really going to rain.
Let's gather up our picnic things quickly.
There goes the tablecloth.
You'll catch it.
It's blowing into the forest.
Get it, quickly.
I'm afraid of the forest.
It won't go far. The trees will stop it. Hurry, I felt some raindrops.
All right, then. I don't see it.
Hurry.
All right. Can't go far. Benny, it's not here. I don't understand.
I have it.
Who's there? Show yourself.
First, you must promise that you will not be frightened.
I can't promise that. I'm already frightened. Where are you?
Catherine, did you find it?
can't. You see, I'm not alone. I have people with me. Justine and my brother. He's big and strong. Where are you? Let me see you.
First, you must...
You keep the table
clean. No!
No, don't let go of me!
Please!
Don't. What are you?
I will not harm you.
Catherine? Your face! Help, help, Justine!
No, please!
Let go
don't.
Of me! Let go!
Please!
You'd better let me go! My brother Victor will put you in jail!
Victor!
Justine! Justine!
Victor! Victor Frankenstein?
Yes, Victor Frankenstein!
You
Justine,
are blood
yes.
of my creator! My father! My enemy!
Catherine! Little cat! Catherine, where are you?
Woman!
Who are you? Where is Catherine?
Tell me first. Does the blood of the House of Frankenstein flow through your veins?
No, no, it does not. Where is Catherine?
Tell him. Tell him I did not die in the fire. Tell him it begins now. I will return sorrow with sorrow, despair with despair.
Where is Catherine?
She awaits you in the clearing.
Catherine! Little cat!
I will bring you 1,000 miseries, my creator. 1,000 miseries to the day of your death.
Henry.
Professor Waldman.
I came as soon as I heard. How is the Baroness?
As well as can be expected. She's in the front seat.
Baroness, my condolences.
Thank you. Please, come in. I was just preparing to have tea. Will you have some with me?
Of course.
Will you join us, Henry?
Certainly. I'll find Birgitta and tell her we have a guest for tea.
This way, Professor.
It is a lovely home.
It has always been a home full of happiness, until now. Please, have a seat.
Thank you. This is a terrible tragedy. Do they know who could have done such a thing?
They have made an arrest.
Good.
They have arrested Justine Moritz.
The young woman I met on my last visit?
Yes.
Impossible.
That is what I believe as well. Justine is like one of my own. I love her very much, and she loved Catherine. She could never have...
Tea, Baroness?
Thank you, Birgitta. Put it here.
Will there be anything else, Baroness?
No, Birgitta, thank you.
Oui, madame.
Why have they arrested Justine Moritz?
She was with Catherine.
But still...
She had Catherine's handkerchief in her pocket, covered with blood.
Come in, Henry. Sit here.
I don't understand. She had a handkerchief?
There were deep scratches on Justine's face and hands.
So then that would explain the blood on the handkerchief.
Well, Catherine had skin and blood beneath her fingernails. She'd scratched her assailant.
Motive. There must be motive.
Justine's father went mad and killed Justine's mother and sisters. He told the police that angels had told him to do it.
Is there any proof that Justine has inherited that madness?
Not until now. The police believe...
And the police are wrong. Justine could never have... Justine loved Catherine. And Catherine, I...
Has anyone spoken with Justine?
Henry was the first to see her after...
And the police, of course.
Victor and Elizabeth have gone to the jail to see her.
What does Justine say?
She told the police that Catherine had been murdered by a giant demon, horrible to behold, with death in his eyes.
A demon?
You see? She was hysterical. She saw...
But she had told me something quite different.
She was distraught. She didn't know what she was saying.
What did she tell you, Henry?
She burst through the door and ran right into my arms. She was crying, hysterical. She said, well...
What? What did she say?
She said she'd done something terrible.
Something terrible?
She said she had killed Catherine.
You got visitors?
Justine!
Elizabeth!
You poor girl! Oh, this is all so horrible!
Justine!
Herr Frankenstein, It is good of you to come.
What's this? Chains? I won't have it.
Don't mind. They are my punishment.
For what? I do not for a moment believe, Justine, that you...
Justine, they say you confessed to Henry.
I confessed my guilt. I sent her into the woods to retrieve our picnic cloth. Had I gone in for it myself...
They believe that you did this thing and have confessed to it.
Confessed to... No, never! Oh, you must believe me.
We believe you. We'll tell the magistrate to release you.
It may not be that simple,
nonsense.
Darling.
Nonsense! I will go to the magistrate myself. I will melt the stony hearts of your enemies by my tears and prayers. I shan't let this happen to you. Catherine loved you with all her heart, and
I loved her with all of mine. I have no fear of the gallows. I know I shall see Catherine again.
No, I won't let that happen. This will not go to trial. They can't...
Elizabeth.
Is there anything, dear, anything you can tell us that might help bring the murderer to justice?
I saw him.
Clearly?
I stood as close to him as I stand to you now.
Well, then there it is. We'll give this description to the magistrate and...
Elizabeth, she told...
She saw him, Victor. We must demand that they release her.
Justine... Tell Elizabeth what you saw.
No one believes me.
She said she saw a demon.
Yes. Yes, a giant demon. Twice the size of a man with a horrible face and eyes like death.
A demon.
You see? You don't believe me either.
I didn't say that.
You believe my father's blood has driven me mad, but I saw it. A giant demon, and he spoke to me.
What did he say?
It made no sense. He asked if I was the blood of Frankenstein. And then he said, tell him I did not die in the fire.
What did you say?
I did not die in the fire, he said. And now I will return sorrow with sorrow, despair with despair.
You're sure of those words?
Yes. He said it begins now.
Oh, dear God.
What is it, Victor?
And you say he was a giant?
Yes, bigger than any man I've ever seen.
Go on, Justine. Tell me more.
He had dark, dark hair, black, a high forehead, and scars, deep scars on his face and wrists, and his skin was like... It was like...
Like parchment.
Yes, yes, exactly, but how did
dear
you know?
Dear God.
Victor?
Oh, my dear God, forgive me. He lives... He yet lives.
In a moment after these words from our sponsor, the Baltimore Street Grill, we will return to the Front and Center Stage Radio Players production of Frankenstein.
Good evening. Are you looking for a unique dining experience? Something you can, shall we say, sink your teeth into? Why not join me for a bite at the Baltimore Street Grill in historic downtown Cumberland? For the best in seafood, chicken, pastas, salads, and of course, spirits. Not to mention steak. But my people don't like to mention steaks. Dig up a few of your friends and make it a bewitching dining experience. The Baltimore Street Grill in downtown Cumberland. Make it one of your favorite haunts.
And now, the conclusion of Frankenstein.
Good evening, Birgitta.
Good evening, sir. The family is in the parlor.
Thank you.
Henry, good of you to come.
Of course. Baroness?
Henry.
Victor?
Good evening, Henry.
Please, have a seat. Have you any success? The stay of execution?
No, I'm sorry. I spent all day at the judiciary. I tried, but Justine will... be executed tonight at 8:00.
There must be something.
There is nothing.
We've hired the best legal help for her. Victor paid a visit to the governor yesterday.
Any hope?
No hope at all. I'm worried about Victor. He hasn't slept for days.
Victor,
Justine didn't do this thing, Henry. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, I do, but there's nothing we can
Whoever
do about
Whoever done this is a monster.
There is no doubt, my friend.
Do you understand what I am saying to you, Henry? A monster.
Yes.
Justine's description. A giant demon with eyes like death.
What are you saying?
A person who would do this, Henry, has to be an animal, wouldn't he? A soulless monster, escaped from the fiery pits of hell.
Oh, Lord.
What is it, Victor? Henry?
Nothing, Elizabeth. Victor, are you certain?
It could have been no one else.
Well, we have to tell. We have to...
And who would believe? Especially now that we've tried so desperately to stay the execution.
But we can't just leave her to die.
Well, they certainly didn't believe Justine.
The clock!
Oh, no! I had no idea it was so late.
What's that? Do you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
There! There!
Absolve it!
Do you hear that?
No, maybe it's someone passing by outside.
Doesn't anyone hear that?
What is it, Victor?
Am I the only one?
Victor,
is this my punishment for stealing fire from the gods? Am I to be spared nothing? Must I bear witness to this?
What do you hear?
Not this. I implore you, chain me to the mountain and let eagles tear at my flesh. But please, please, spare me from this.
Victor.
Spare me.
Victor.
Victor, what is it? What are you hearing?
Oh, no!
It's beautiful up here, Victor.
Oh, yes it is. You can see the whole valley.
Stop, just a moment. You've been avoiding the topic for 2 weeks, Victor. But you know we must go to the authorities.
I told you, they'd never believe us. Besides, the damage is done. We can't bring Catherine back, or Justine.
But we are responsible for
both of them. Did you hear what she said, Henry? He spoke to her. He spoke. He's not just a mindless animal. He's a man. Henry, I am a god after all.
Yes, Victor, but what about the cost?
You're right, of course. The cost has been too high. There's blood on my hands, Henry. Justine's blood. And the blood of my sister.
It must be destroyed.
I agree, Henry. I agree. I curse the day I created him.
Victor, do you remember that position I spoke of?
The hospital in Scotland. Yes, I remember.
I've heard from them. The position is mine.
Oh, well. Excellent news, Henry.
I must leave at the end of the week, but I will be back for your wedding. I have weapons, Victor. We could scour the mountains for him. We'd tell Elizabeth and the Baroness that we were hunting. It would, in its own way, be true.
They'd be busy preparing the wedding and happy, no doubt, to get us out of the house.
Precisely.
It's a good plan, Henry. Let's do it.
Good. Now, the sun's preparing to set. Nearly time for dinner.
Oh, well, you go on ahead. I'll sit here for a bit.
Very well.
Don't be gone too long.
Frankenstein. Murderer!
How dare you approach me? Killer of children!
I was trying to silence her, and she might have survived our meeting, but when she said her name, Frankenstein, I suddenly felt a rage I could not master. It was the rage that killed her.
How do you know of me?
The diary in your coat pocket.
Ah, I thought the coat had burned.
You thought I had burned as well. You thought me dead.
I prayed it.
As I have so many times since.
Give me the chance then, and I will do you that favor.
I will not have you kill me, Victor Frankenstein, but I will bargain with you. Fulfill the bargain, and I will leave you and yours in peace. Refuse, and I will let you live, but I will glut the maw of death until it overflows with the blood of your family and friends, until you are wretched and alone. as I am.
You fiend!
Have a care, my father. What?
Father?
I am superior to you in every way but beauty. I am stronger, for you have made me so. I could kill you with a single blow.
Then do it.
No, I am your creature. I would have served you and bowed to you if only you had loved me, if only you had been fair to me.
Fair?
Oh, father, be not equitable to all others and trample upon me alone. Everywhere I see happiness from which I alone am excluded. When I first came to myself in a cottage in the forest, I was benevolent and good. It was misery made me a fiend. Give me what you owe to me, and I will be benevolent and good again.
I will give you nothing but death.
That would not be so easy as it may seem, for I have tried to make myself a present of death, and it will not come. If you had loved me, father, if any being had loved me, I would have returned that love 100 and 100-fold. For that one creature's sake, I would have made peace with the whole of mankind.
I do not owe you love.
No, father. I would welcome it, but I do not expect it.
What then?
I want a mate.
What?
Yes, and you must build her, a creature as hideous as myself.
You have caused a world of pain by yourself. I should make another.
Is this not owed to me? Did I request thee, maker, from my clay to mold me, man? Did I solicit thee from darkness to promote me?
You quote Milton to me.
It was one of the texts by which I learned of language and life.
Paradise Lost.
It is appropriate.
And now you want a mate.
She shall be my Eve, and I her Adam. Consent, and the world will never see us again. We shall dwell in the most savage of places. And when we die, we will not curse our Maker's name.
You would go, never to be seen or heard of again. You promise this.
I do.
Then I will do it.
When?
After the wedding, I
Before.
Must... No, I must...
Before! How long were you engaged in my own creation, father?
2 years. But I've learned much. This I could do within 6 months.
Waste no time. Begin now!
That would put completion within days of my wedding.
And you would begin your marriage clean and new again.
Very well. I will do it.
I will watch from the shadows, and when she is ready, I shall claim her. And, Frankenstein, have a care. If you do not do this thing, I will be with you on your wedding night.
Victor? Victor?
Oh, Elizabeth.
May I come in?
Well, I was just finishing up, darling. I'll join you in a minute.
What have you been doing in there, Victor?
Research. My work, you know.
I've barely seen you these last few months. Do you think you could find the time to be married tomorrow evening?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Henry's just arrived from Scotland.
Good, very good.
I thought perhaps we could all have dinner together. I'm sure Henry has stories to tell us of his new position, and the Baroness has already...
What's that, Thunder?
Are you paying any attention to me at all, Victor?
Yes, of course I am, darling, of course. I have work to do. Excuse me, won't you?
But, Victor, I thought we could...
There you are, Elizabeth. I was just telling the Baroness that tomorrow, before the wedding, we should all get
together. Oh, Henry, I don't even know if there will be a wedding.
What? Elizabeth?
Please excuse me, Henry. I can't talk
about this. The storm's early. I'm not ready yet. There's too many things left to do. Too many preparations to make. Damn! Too early! I have to hurry or I won't be able
to... So this is what you've been up to for all these months?
Henry, how did you get...
You neglected to lock the door.
It's good to see you again, Henry.
And what does this shrouded form on the table, Victor? Another one? Another one?
No. A bride. A bride for him. Have a look. See? A woman.
Hideous.
Well, parent is often oblivious to his child's shortcomings.
Victor, how could you?
Oh, you don't understand, Henry. He's promised me to take his new bride and leave forever, never to be seen again.
And what makes you think that he will keep his word? Did you stitch honor into that collection of corpses, Victor?
Well, he's promised to take her away, to live out their lives in the jungles or the Arctic Circle.
And
or
has she made the same promise?
I beg your pardon?
What if she refuses to comply with the contract, Victor?
Well, I didn't think...
What if she turns away from him? How angry might he be then, Victor?
Well, certainly, there's...
things... And then there would be two of them.
No. She will be his mate. She will...
Children, then. A race of devils. Will they honor your pact as well?
Henry, I never thought...
And that... therein lies the problem. You never thought... For Elizabeth's sake, Victor, I will remain here, and I will attend your wedding on the morrow. But then I do not want you ever troubling me again. Do you understand?
Yes, Henry, I understand.
Good evening, Victor.
So you are living in Scotland now, Henry?
I have a position at a teaching hospital. There's a doctor there who has developed some rather interesting...
Professor Waldman! This is a surprise.
I wouldn't miss your wedding, Victor.
Henry?
Victor?
Well, I see by this exchange of significant looks, you have issues to address.
another one of our ongoing philosophical debates, Professor. Sharpens the mind.
To quote the poet, the mind is its own place and in itself can make a heaven of hell... and a hell of heaven. Stormy times ahead. Let us thank our Creator, gentlemen, that we have a roof over our heads. Well, I shall see you at the dinner table.
Victor, I thought you...
Shh! Wait till he's turned the corner. There.
I thought you were going to...
That quote. What is it from?
Which? Oh, what Waldman said. Milton, Paradise Lost.
Odd. That evening when I encountered the creature, after you'd gone down the mountain...
Yes?
He too quoted from Paradise Lost.
Waldman knows more than he says, Victor. He's no fool.
Of course not. But he's no mind reader either. Coincidence, that's all it is. Coincidence.
The storm is rising. Shouldn't you be getting back to your work?
No.
I beg your pardon.
You were right, Henry. There's no assurance the creature would keep his word. I came very close to loosing another great monster on this world. It shan't happen now.
I'm proud of you, Victor. You're starting a new life. Now's the time to break with the sins of the past.
The creature threatened my life. Promised to be with me on my wedding night. I have a pistol.
Yes, I remember that pistol.
I'll carry it with me. We'll leave for Marseille directly after the ceremony.
Stay there for a few weeks. I'll come back to Geneva upon your return, and we'll go on that hunting expedition I talked about.
Thank you, Henry. You've been a faithful friend. I owe you much.
What about your project upstairs in your laboratory? What are you going to do with it?
I took an axe to it. I trust that doesn't offend your moral sensibilities. It was, after all, not yet alive.
No, of course not.
Later tonight, while the household sleeps, I'll row out to the middle of the lake and I'll...
Victor, Henry, Elizabeth has sent me to inform you that dinner is served.
The creature?
He's been watching my progress from the shadows. When he discovers that...
What in the world is that?
Doubtless some type of animal, love.
Or doomed soul.
I beg your pardon.
Ah, the Baroness awaits us at the dinner table. Elizabeth, my arm. Come, gentlemen, an excellent meal this evening, and tomorrow, a wedding.
Now, just stop that, Victor Frankenstein. I told you I wouldn't be long.
Oh.
You can't expect me to travel dressed like this.
And why not?
Victor, this is my wedding dress. The cinders from the smokestack would ruin it.
Well, it's a very modern railway, Elizabeth.
Yes, and the last time I traveled on that very modern railway, I counted 16 little holes burned in my dress. I have traveling clothes, thank you very much. It won't take me but a moment.
Well, it had better not. I don't think the train will wait for us.
Unfasten me in the back.
Very well. Oh, so many buttons. That's something I've always wanted to know.
What's that, dear?
Well... Why do women put the buttons in the back where they can't be reached? It makes no sense to me. Why not put them in the front, like a man's shirt?
Stop for a moment.
What?
Stop for a moment. I want to turn around.
Very well.
Now, you see this effect in the front?
Oh, yes. It was the first thing I noticed about that dress. I'm in favor of it.
Well, my darling, in order to make the front look the way you men seem to like it, we must put the buttons in the back. You see?
Well, if that's what does it...
That's what does it.
Then I vote we keep the buttons in the back.
You vote in the majority, darling. Now, finish the buttons.
131, 132...
Oh, no such thing.
Well, it seems like it. There.
Finished?
Finished. Now, turn around and throw your arms out the way you did before.
Not until we reach Marseille.
Oh, but can I wait that long, do you think?
You shall have to. Stay here, I shan't be long.
Darling, you might want to pack that dress, you know, so we can study the effect in Marseille.
Victor, what are you doing here? The train leaves in 20 minutes.
Oh, she needed to change her clothes for the trip. Henry, do you know why the buttons are at the back of a woman's dress?
No.
Well, when I turn around and hold my arms out like this... The effect isn't the same.
You're going to miss the train.
Where's the luggage?
Outside, in the cabriolet.
Ah, good man. We'll be off in no time.
I take it you still have the pistol?
Yes, but I didn't need it, you see. The creature dared not come near me with so many people in the houses all day, and the church this evening, and in less than 20 minutes we'll be...
What on earth was that?
Elizabeth! That's Elizabeth! My God! Elizabeth! Elizabeth,
open the door!
Can you hear me?
What's going on in there?
Wait, where is she?
On the floor, there.
Elizabeth! Oh, my God! Elizabeth, wake up, darling, wake up!
Victor,
Elizabeth!
Victor, it's no use.
Elizabeth, please wake up!
Victor.
Oh, my darling, Elizabeth. Oh, I've been such a fool, Henry. Such a self-centered fool.
Victor.
I thought it was my life that he threatened.
I am so sorry.
It was hers! Oh, my dear, sweet, innocent Elizabeth, please forgive me.
We heard a scream.
Victor, what?
Baroness.
She's fainted, Henry. Help me get her up into the other bedroom.
Oh, how can you be gone, Elizabeth?
Carefully now.
How can I live without you, my love?
Now we both grieve lost love, Frankenstein.
You monster! I curse the day I made you!
As do I, Frankenstein, for I am the most wretched creature on earth. Shall each beast have his mate, each man his wife, and I be alone? Shall you be allowed the joy of love and companionship while I grovel in my wretchedness, alone and unloved?
Why did you not kill me a half a year ago when you had the chance?
Because then I had hope, Frankenstein. Hope with you at the center of it. Now I have only revenge. And again, you stand at the center. I abandon hope and replace it with revenge. I abandon love and seek revenge. You may blast all other passions, but revenge remains. I may die, but I promise that you will pray for death. You shall curse the god who gave you life, just as I curse mine. And finally, this shall be my revenge.
You monster! I will destroy you!
If you would destroy me, you must pursue me and bring me to ground. I head north, north to the Baltic Sea, and ever northward to the frozen wastelands of the Pole.
Victor, what on earth?
The window!
Look out!
He's getting away!
Victor, he's gone. You'll never hit him from here.
Victor!
Oh, Professor, how is my mother?
The Baroness suffered a heart attack, Victor. The shock was too much.
We must get her to the hospital where we can...
It's too late, Victor. I'm sorry.
Revenge! He promised revenge!
Victor!
Professor, that creature is...
I know who he is, Victor. And I know what relationship you bear to him.
You know?
Yes, Henry. I know. Your ambitions were always transparent, Victor, and always greater than your discretion. I am an old man and have had time to make many alliances. I know the people at the charnel houses, the living, who haunt the churchyards and bear witness, the professional mourners who will weep for a fee and deliver a corpse for a few pennies more. Yes, I know. I have known for a very long time.
You said nothing.
Would it have made any difference, Victor?
No.
For those who would play God, there is always a reckoning.
I will find him. I will find him and destroy him. This shall be my life's work.
And I am with you, Victor, to the ends of the earth.
Good, for that is where we must go, Henry. To the very ends of the earth itself. To the pole. To the ends of the earth.
He knows we're after him, Victor. He's leading us on. He doesn't want to lose us.
I know.
Have you any idea where we are?
Very near the pole itself.
I just had two more dogs die.
We'll combine both teams on one sledge.
Have you made any plans about getting back?
No. No, I haven't.
There it is again.
It's the ground sea under the ice, causing it to shift.
Yes, but the snow is on top of the ice, and we are on top of the snow. What happens if the ice breaks?
We must catch up to him, Henry. He can't be more than a mile or two ahead of us now.
The wind is really coming up. Look! Look there! Looks like some kind of white curtain being drawn across the land.
Snowstorm! It's a snowstorm, Henry! It's coming straight for us! Quickly! Down to the hill! To the dogs before it hits! Stay close now! If we lose sight of each other, we may never... Look out, Henry! Henry? Henry, where are you?
Victor!
Henry!
Victor, can you hear me? Victor, the ice is cracking. Where are you? Victor, is that you? I can't see through the... Yes, give me your hand, Victor. Here, give me your hand. Wait, don't. Let go, you...
Oh! Henry, where are you? Henry!
The ice broke. I found myself drifting on a diminishing raft of ice for I cannot say how long. Watching the dogs die one by one. I have seen so much death. Nor can I say what happened to my faithful friend, Henry Clerville. I pray the cold took him. I fear my creation may have found him. I haven't much time left.
Nonsense. The ship's surgeon says that you...
Do not try to deceive me. You forget, I too am a physician, and know, more than most, the workings of the human body. Mine is winding down now. But my task is unfulfilled. Must I die while he lives? No, I must...
Don't try to rise, my friend.
Look who's joined us.
What?
Captain, this is my dear friend, Henry Clerville.
Oh.
And there is my mother, and Justine, and Catherine, and... Oh, it's so good to see. Elizabeth. Oh, Elizabeth, I thought I had lost you.
Victor.
My hand. Of course, my darling. Here is my...
At last, my friend, you've found peace.
How is it, Captain?
Prepare for a burial at sea on the morrow.
Aye, sir.
Are we making some progress here?
Aye, sir. We got sea room now.
I see the ice floes have thinned out.
Yes, sir. Clear water ahead.
Good, good. I'll go back below deck. I'll wrap the body and perhaps catch some sleep in a spare bunk.
Aye, Captain.
What? Who? Oh, my God!
Please, do not fear me. I am ugly, but I mean no harm.
Strange words from a murderer.
He has told you, then.
He's told me everything.
He is my victim, too. I have murdered him as I have murdered everyone he loved. If only he had loved me as well.
Loved you?
Oh, Frankenstein, forgive me my trespasses.
You feel remorse?
I do.
Would that you had felt it sooner.
Do you believe that I did not? My heart was fashioned for love and sympathy. When it was denied these, it could not endure and turned to hatred.
And murder.
Murder was the only instrument I had to engage my creator, my God, my parent. But with each death, I loathed myself more.
And yet you didn't stop.
I could not stop. Do you think their screams were music to my ears? They were prayers to my God who had rejected me. If I could not have his love, I would settle for his hatred. And yet each death made me more miserable. And now it is ended. And here lies my last victim.
You are a devil.
Yes, I am. Still, I am the same creature whose heart was once filled with beauty and goodness. The fallen angel turned malignant devil. But even Satan had company in his desolation. I am alone.
Don't look for any sympathy from me, monster.
I long ago gave up hope for sympathy, just as I have abandoned hope for love. But if he had loved me, if there had been a single being who loved me, what might I have been? What might I have done? I shall leave your ship now, on the ice raft that brought me here.
And then?
I shall seek land and build a raging funeral pyre. And when the flames have reached the heavens, I shall step within and exult in the agony of the torturing flames and be consumed. All my evil deeds and memories will die with me, but so will the glorious ones. I will no longer see the sun or feel the cheering warmth of summer. I will never again hear the birds sing or see the glittering stars or feel the breeze play on my cheeks. All the images I hold within my heart will die with me. All those moments will be lost, like tears in rain. Time to die.
In one leap, he reached the steps. In another, he was on the deck. Then he vaulted overboard to the ice raft, which lay close to my vessel. We gathered at the rail and watched as he was borne away by the waves and lost forever in the darkness and the distance. Signed, Robert Walton, Captain's Log, November 5, 1818.
You have been listening to the Front and Center Stage Radio Players dramatization of Frankenstein by Philip Grecian, based on a novel by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. And now, from Windsor Hall, we are signing off for the broadcast day. Good night, and pleasant dreams.